Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
6:55 on Wisconsin's Morning News, bringing our friend from ESPN Wisconsin, Gabe Neitzel.
Morning, boys.
You okay?
Which is worse?
We're just going to do that right away.
Yeah, we're going to do it. So take us through. Right. For me, 4th and 26, hanging on the wall, worst ever. Biggest gut punch.
Worse than Seattle?
No, Seattle's the bigger one.
But because, maybe because I was there. I was there for 4th and 26.
Oh, yeah, that being in the crowd would be different. But, like, Bostic not fielding that. I mean, it wasn't just Bostic. It was, like, five things that had to go
right.
Perfectly.
A total collapse in a matter of minutes.
And because the Super Bowl was literally on the line, like 4th and 26,
yes.
Maybe they lose the next week. Who knows?
Still would have gone
right?
to the NFC
like,
Championship.
You had to go to an NFC Championship game next. So because it was right there, same thing with Game 7 against the Dodgers in 18.
Right.
Like you're right there. And
we're up.
We were up. And then Taylor makes that like sliding, diving catch on Yelich in left center field. Like there are a couple things there. This one stings more. For me, it's up there. Because there's not a 4th and 26. There's not, Bostic didn't field that. It's not Trent Grisham couldn't handle the ball in the outfield.
There's no fluke. Right.
This, going into the game, if I told you, Brewers are going to be up by 2, Devin Williams is coming to the mound, you're going, hell yeah, man.
Done. Win.
Hell yeah.
See you on Saturday.
He was 50 of his last 55 in save opportunities. His ERA was 1.25. He gave up 3 runs. In 21 innings that he pitched this year, because he had a shortened season because of his injury at the beginning of the year. Gave up 4 last night. Gave up 3 in one swing of the bat. Like one of the actually established guys you had on the roster at the beginning of the season, a 2-time All-Star, a 2-time
yes.
Reliever of the Year. Like you don't feel any better about, okay, let's go get this. And he just wasn't good enough last night. Maybe he was tipping his pitches. John Boy, which is a famous social media account, is suggesting that he was tipping his pitches.
Which so means guys know what's coming.
Correct.
There's some sort of tell in his windup.
For John Boy, it was the way he was holding the pitches, you could kind of see the glove was a little bit different, fastball versus changeup, which is, and when you're a two-pitch guy like Devin Williams is.
Then you can sit.
Because the pitch that Alonso hit out wasn't that bad of a one. It was a pretty good changeup that had some movement low and outside, and if he knew it was coming, he could kind of sit on it and drive it the other way.
I guess I would prefer what happened yesterday only because I thought Murphy managed a great game. There's a couple of things I'd like to see different. I'd love to see Garrett Mitchell bat just because I like Garrett Mitchell. He had it stacked perfectly. In my opinion, as far as who was pitching and when they were having him pitch, the Peralta one scared me a bit.
I was losing my mind.
But
what are we doing?
It worked.
Yeah.
But you made a face. Is there something that you didn't like?
No. I think, again, there's all little personal preferences.
Of course.
I had one friend like, I'd like Myers to go a little bit longer.
Yeah,
like, but none of it mattered because you got to the 9th inning with a 2-run lead.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, so if Tobias throws another one, then the bullpen, you're still getting to the same destination of you're up to, like, nobody but Devin Williams was getting the 9th. That's just the way it works. You know, this is like a kicker missing a 45-yard field goal or a 40-yard field goal to win the game.
We don't know.
No,
that's like.
Really easy to appreciate in the parlance of our times. Right? If you want some more good news.
I don't know if he's getting any game-winning kicking opportunities anytime soon.
Wouldn't you rather just get boat race, though? For me, like, if we lost 7-1, be like, well, didn't have it tonight.
We're cursed.
But that's why this stings, but also, like, I don't know. Like, I hate that curse crap, man. Like,
yeah, I do too.
Like,
I
here's the thing.
I'm
here's the thing.
With
one
you,
team gets to win in every sport at the end of the year. That's it. One. We've got really good teams that have opportunities to win every single year. Like, it could be worse. You could be David Kaplan down in Chicago at ESPN 1000 celebrating the Brewers getting exited from the playoffs. All those teams stink down there. They don't even make
nice
the playoffs.
Job. Nice job down there.
They're bad. They
mediocrity.
Stink.
All right, I feel better. Thank you, Gabe.
All right, that's what I try to do.
Everybody hurts sometimes.